In this episode of Chronicles, we're talking fruit. Max, you may or may not know it, but I really like my fruit.
I didn't know that, but...
peaches, plums, during the summertime, some watermelon, pineapple, bananas, apples.
Is watermelon Americano?
I don't know.
But
I'm not sure.
I get the point. I like fruit too.
But there's something I don't like.
What don't you like?
About fruit. What I don't like about fruit nowadays is the fact that the FDA requires that you put a label on fruit because people have the right to know where their fruit is coming from. I guess, if it's from Chile or something, you have the right to know in case you're boycotting Chilean fruit that you don't buy a particular fruit.
At first blush, I thought, well, that's a little too much government. But the more I think about it, maybe we do want to know where our food is coming from.
Right. So the problem is they do it with these little stickers. They're oval most of the time.
Right.
And they stick them on the fruit. The problem is with that is that if you have fuzzy fruit like kiwis or peaches, it rips the skin off.
Yeah.
If you have smooth, hard fruit.
Like an apple.
You got to peel at it for like 10 minutes to get the damn thing off. And when you get it off, then what do you do with it? It sticks to your fingers.
Yeah.
You stick it on your pants, you stick it on your coffee table, you stick it on your mug, on your plate. I mean, it's just annoying.
It's fine if it's a banana, because you're going to throw away the wrapper anyway.
Right, but if you're going to be eating the whole thing, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Well, I read this article that said that according to Food Production Daily, which is an online news service aimed at food and beverage makers, the FDA is going to be making a decision imminently on, are you ready for this? Food tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, a laser beam is used to etch information into the outer cell layers of fruits and vegetables. It's meant to replace those sticky labels that denote where the fruit and vegetables come from. Those labels fall off or pulled off, and... what did I just say?
Make it
hard
to
figure out what to do with them. Right. So with this laser tattoo, the thing is etched into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
They can put the country of origin, a production reference number, and that will, they say, improve the traceability and greater consumer convenience.
Well, I'll give you the greater consumer convenience for sure.
Well, the traceability is interesting because of all the problems we had with E. coli. With lettuce and all those things over
mm-hmm.
last summer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you knew where it came from by the code, the barcode, it would be a lot easier to trace.
Yeah,
it would be a lot easier to trace where.
But now that you mention it, why weren't they able to trace the lettuce from the things that was stuck to their finger?
Because I'm not sure that those include that. I think it just includes the – right now they just usually include the country of origin and a code.
Yeah.
And the code is what the cashiers punch in to bring up that particular fruit. So plums, red plums might be 4044 and something else might be 6031, whatever.
So they could put barcodes.
Right. And this article notes that in Japan – apples are already being sold that have a barcode etched into their skin.
Wow.
So you might hate tattoos on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or your wife. Or your kids.
Your
what?
Springer Spaniel.
Or your horse, right? Don't they put tattoos on the inside lips of a horse?
They do, yes.
All right. So you may hate all that stuff, but you got to love tattoos on your apples and oranges.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We do a lot of work with barcodes, not myself so much, although I work on barcode printers from time to time. But they're making bullseye barcodes and what do you call them? RFID barcodes where you can track an item, throughout the warehouse and even log it into the new place when it arrives. They're doing an awful lot of communicating on products now.
Well, you know what else you could do, Max, is when you're going to go to put the tattoo on the fruit,
yeah,
you could weigh it. And so it would be pre-weighed. So if you put three in a bag,
yeah,
all you'd have to do is you wouldn't have to, you know, the cashier. I mean, that takes time to weigh it and punch in the numbers and stuff. You'd be able to just wave the little barcode reader at it, and it would automatically tell you how much it weighs, yeah, too.
Yeah, with very little downside, it seems. Although,
right, the only downside I can think of is if you have a tender-skinned fruit,
yeah,
like say an apple,
yeah,
and the tattoo laser goes too deep and gets into the flesh of the apple,
it's going to open it up.
It would cause a spot to spoil.
Right, yeah, that's a good.
But they, I mean, you know, they should have like excellent control with those things. They do eye surgery with lasers.
But generally, the things are holding still. I mean, I suppose you could have a little grabber machine that grabs the apple so that it, you know, it doesn't, right, jostle while it's being burned.
Right. It would weigh it, and then it would just hit the you know, hit the barcode, and the barcode would contain the country of origin, the weight,
yeah,
and the actual item. You know, is it an Empire apple or is it a Macintosh or is it a I mean, that would tell. That way you could just buy a bag full of apples. It would bring them up and sort them separately.
Would I be paranoid to put this under the Big Brother column in my blog?
No, I don't think that's paranoid, because I think that there are certainly ways that you could
be tracked.
Well, I was going to say, go to the dark side on this.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if besides everything else, you start tracking who buys what.
Well, yeah. Suppose we got this new healthcare bill going on. Suppose somebody calls up my diet for the last month and says, you haven't been eating healthy. We're going to charge you additional money.
Right. I mean, that could be.
But I suppose, on the other hand, you know, 14 apples this month, there's a discount.
Right.
You know,
could be.
Keep the doctor away.
But they could also use it for advertising. You know, if they notice that you bought 14 apples, they could send you a coupon for applesauce or,
yeah,
apple juice or apple wine. Or,
you know, that gets me to something that probably should go under What's Bugging Max and the Penguin. But have you noticed that when you get a receipt now at the grocery store, you get three receipts? And at least one or two are just coupons based on what you bought the last time you were there?
Yes, yeah, they do that. Yes, I did notice.
Little Big Brother.
In some ways, it's kind of good, but in other ways,
yeah.
Again, I guess Big Brother.
You know, it's a wonderful thing. I'm really glad that we have advanced technology and we can get rid of the little sticky things on our fingers. Although, if you have little kids, you can put them on their forehead. They kind of like
that. It's not a bad way to get rid of them, no.
But otherwise, they're very annoying, you're right.
All right, well, listen, I'm glad that we were able to resolve that.
I am, too. I look forward to my next burned apple.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Now I'm telling the truth, I'm finished with lies, lies.